Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, fans of the program. My host, Deuce McAllister. We talked about the Saints injury report. We're going to talk about Tampa's injury report as we also speak with Bailey Adams, the Bucs beat writer for the Pewter Report. Welcome to the show, Bailey. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm doing well.
So, first off, and initially, where are you? How did you come through? What is, what are things like in the kind of that area, St. Pete, Sarasota, Tampa? How did things come out?
Yeah, so I'm in around South Tampa, about 20 minutes or so from Raymond James Stadium. Kind of a mixed bag, honestly. My place got pretty lucky. I know where I live, there's no power, but I'm over with my parents and they have power. Some friends don't have power. My aunt and uncle, unfortunately, had water and throughout their whole home, so been dealing with that for the last couple of days now. So yeah, it's a mixed bag around here, but we're all coming together.
So the injury report is out, and I thought it was a little, not strange, but it certainly caught my eye because you guys were off since the Thursday Atlanta game. You had three guys that didn't practice on Wednesday, but you have five that are out. Graham Barton, your starting center, Christian Izian, the defensive back, wide receiver Trey Palmer, who's from this area up in Kentwood, Cameron Johnson, wide receiver, and then Ernest Brown, the fourth defensive lineman. Rashad White is doubtful, and then you have several that are questionable. I know the practices were up here this week. I guess just your overall assessment of this injury report, was it more than you had expected?
Honestly, believe it or not, that's better than I think a lot of Bucs fans were expecting, and maybe kind of what they were hoping for. Not that all those guys would be missing the game, but that the names that aren't necessarily trending toward doubtful are not playing, like Kalijah Kancey, Luke Getteke, Antoine Winfield Jr., those guys seem to be trending toward playing. Kalijah Kancey hasn't played all season. The rookie from last year, he's heading into his second season, picked up a calf injury on the Friday before week one. So he hasn't played. Looks like he'll make his season debut. Luke Getteke has been in concussion protocol, the right tackle. He hasn't played since week one. And then Antoine Winfield Jr., the all-pro safety from last year, has not played since week one. So trending toward better. You'd like to not see so many names as doubtful or listed as out, but I think the Bucs are trending in the right direction.
When you look at this team overall, Bailey, what would your assessment be for them over their first couple of games early in this season so far?
Yeah, I think it's been up and down. Obviously, when you have a 3-2 record, that kind of sounds obvious. But they've had some high highs. I mean, beating Detroit on the road was a big one for them after they lost both games to the Lions last year. But coming back home, and I know the Broncos since that game, that was kind of the get-right game for Denver down here in Tampa. But, that losing that game in that fashion was a disappointment. And then falling apart late against Atlanta was disappointing. I think there's kind of a feeling of missed opportunities of, looking at the way the schedule and everything's unfolded, you could be 4-1, 5-0 at this point. But I think a lot of it has been, they've been very banged up week in and week out. All the guys I just mentioned who are coming back that haven't played all year or haven't played since week one. That's not even to mention Vita Vea, who missed a game and a half himself. So kind of weathering the storm with injuries and really trying to get back on track here after what was a little bit longer of a break after Thursday night.
When you talk about a team evacuating and they've been kind of away, what do you think this team kind of their, I guess, mindset is right now? Obviously, you're thinking about home, but you've been focused on what you have to do and, as much family and items that you can bring. I'm assuming they had that opportunity to bring them.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what helped on the organizational side of things is they have, I think they said 375 people, something like that, in their traveling party. So a lot of family members of the players and the coaches and even team staff were able to get out in time. And others who wanted to stay in Florida were able to be put up in resorts in Orlando. kind of away from the track and everything. So I think from an organizational standpoint, that helped them probably just kind of get their focus on football. Yes, they're going to be thinking about home. They're going to be thinking about, you know, the city here. But I think there's also kind of that feeling of, all right, you know, we got to take care of business out there and kind of bring some hope. And football can be that kind of thing sometimes for people where they rally around it. So I think that's what probably the message to the team has to be.
Tampa has the potential, at least under Baker. They have been somewhat streaky. I mean, there was a point, it felt like last year, that Todd Bowles was in trouble. I think like 4-7, something like that. And then, you know, they reel off. You know, that same thing with his first year. He started in 22 like Coach Allen. But, man, this year it just feels like Baker with 11 touchdowns, two interceptions. He's had a pretty strong completion percentage. He's made good decisions. When he's like this, he is enormously difficult to defend.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's kind of a whole variety of things. I know they have a new offensive coordinator, so he's working with yet another new coach, but it is one he has experience with, Liam Cohen, from those, you know, few weeks he spent in Los Angeles at the end of 22. But I think there's also just kind of a security with him now where he's signed a new 3-year deal. He knows this is home. Kind of for the first time, he has a home in the NFL. I know, obviously, he spent the 4 years in Cleveland, but they were quick to move on from him. It didn't really feel like home in the end. So he's secure in his spot. He's got a good, you know, rapport with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. And I think he's just really comfortable right now through the first 5 games or so.
From a wide receiver standpoint, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, I mean, good gosh, it feels like they've been playing forever. Now, Trey Palmer is out. Because this wide receiver core in general, when you throw in Jalen McMillan, Sterling Shepard, and the rookie Cameron Johnson has not played much, but Shepard, McMillan, Godwin, Evans, Palmer all have touchdowns. Evans has 5, Godwin has 3. We expect another Marshawn Lattimore, Mike Evans show on Sunday. But this wide receiver core has been, you know, probably better than expected.
Yeah, I think so. I think we had a good one of the guys on our staff refer to it today as a revolving door, because there's been a time, you know, Trey Palmer's been banged up, Cameron Johnson's been banged up, Jalen McMillan right now is coming back from an injury and he's missed some time. So they've kind of haven't had all of them healthy at once, but the ones that have been in there have been producing pretty well, and they've been getting a decent amount of production from the tight end, Kate Otten, and Rashad White in the passing game out of the backfield has also done a whole lot. So, yeah, there's a lot of weapons to go around for Baker, and I think that's a huge part of his success so far also.
When you look at this matchup on Sunday, what are a couple things that you're interested in seeing, how it unfolds for either team?
I think, you know, going into it, I think New Orleans defense has not been the reason, from the outside anyway, looking at, you know, the game they lost 15-12 to Philly in a game where they didn't give up an offensive touchdown to Atlanta, and they still lost the game. I think their defense against this Bucs offense, which seems to be clicking and headed in the right direction, I'm really interested in that. And then on the flip side, kind of getting some guys back on defense for the Bucs. Even still, there's kind of the wild card now of Spencer Rattler making his debut. And people, I think, in Tampa and just Bucs fans in general are quick to kind of shudder at the thought of playing a rookie quarterback, because there's a perception that Todd Bowles' defenses have not handled rookies very well. There's been some high-profile losses in the past, but it's kind of more around league average. But even still, you never really know what you're going to get from a debuting quarterback, so that's a huge wrinkle thrown into the mix here.
Jake Kamara play on Sunday?
Oh, I don't know. It's been a very weird, strange situation with him.
Yeah.
I thought he had a decent year last year, a little inconsistent at times, but we saw him in the preseason and then early on this season really, really struggle and not find that consistency. And at first I thought, you know, they're going to elevate Trenton Gill. They're going to have him give a couple games and maybe kind of send a message to Kamara. I don't really know. It's kind of one of those things where it's wait and see. And if they elevate Gill again, I think that will be his third one. So then they're going to have to come to a decision of, all right, what are we going to do here at punter? And not something we really thought, you know, having a guy from the fourth round pick 2 years ago thinking that 2 years later, we'd be considering, you know, who's going to be next in line.
Right. Healthy scratches. You don't see too many punting healthy scratches in the NFL. You just don't see it, right?
Yeah, so, you really don't.
Well, Bailey, we appreciate your time. Best of luck. The Saints are having a food drive on Sunday for all kinds of items, cleaning items, hygiene items, canned goods to send down your way. So we've been there. It ain't easy. One day at a time, and best of luck to you.
I appreciate you guys for having me on, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Bailey Adams, Bucks beat reporter for the Pewter Report.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.